a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Oh, Lingy nearly left me hanging there. Beck, welcome from the newsroom.
Hello.
For another Thursday game.
Thank
of Lyrical
you.
Headlines.
Can I just say, I've just realised, you know, Lyrical Headlines, there's Tom singing, what TV theme, there's Tom. He just loves being part of the introduction of it, doesn't he?
It's so good because we miss him, and when he's not here, we still get that Tom injection.
We still get a piece of Tom.
Yeah, we do. Now, Lingy's going to explain this one. How does Lyrical Headlines work?
Yeah, Lingy? This is where we need Tom here for his explanation, but I'm going to give it a try. Beck, you're here to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as though they're a news bulletin.
Yes.
We're going to jump in. Names are our buzzers.
Loggy.
Yeah, Lingy. There you go. There's a little practice for me.
Yes.
If you get it wrong or even half wrong, because you need the name of the artist and the song title, then the other person gets more lyrics as an opportunity. That's not quite as good as Tom.
Hey, that's fine. Is there a theme today?
There is.
Ooh.
Think Geelong Cup. We've had horses.
Okay.
We had the Geelong Cup yesterday.
Daryl Braithwaite.
I was not putting Daryl Braithwaite in.
You don't ruin it. All right, here we go.
Beck's more subtle and clever with her songs.
Yeah, she is. We're not, though, subtle at all. Here we are. Question number one, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Don't you want to be a personality, an ocean in the sea? But you'll never make it if you can't shake it, so don't mistake it, just try and fake it. And I want you to know you don't have far to go, so we'll use your dough to buy new clothes and see what flows and powder your nose. I'm running out of lyrics here, people.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
For those photos, you're almost on your way to popularity and we'll teach you how to play with Icy Stare. Think of a really good drum beat right now.
Yeah, I've
you
got
know
the
it.
Drum beat. It's... Oh, people are screaming at
us. I know.
They are so angry.
Australian?
Australian. Okay, well, definitely not. Loggy. In Excess? No.
No.
Loggy. Midnight Oil?
No.
No. All right, well, we both suck. Lingy,
is
anything?
Living End?
No.
No.
Okay.
That era, but no.
All right, well, let's
okay.
go.
Okay, I'll give you.
All right, yeah.
Spider Bait.
Oh, Loggy. Pony?
A little bit more to that.
Pony is a horse.
No points for that.
No points. No points. Buy me a pony.
Oh, buy me.
Oh, man. I never knew the name of that song.
I've been looking at the lyrics and there's actually not anything about a pony.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's why I never knew the
Tom's
song.
Tom's going to be very upset with us. Okay, let's go to question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You're dangerous because you're honest. You're dangerous, you don't know what you want. Well, you left my heart empty as a vacant lot. For any spirit to haunt, you're an accident waiting to happen. You're a piece of glass left there on a beach. Well,
Loggy.
You tell me things.
Is it? No, see, it's not horse racing. Blondie, piece of glass?
No.
Well, that's heart of glass.
Okay.
As well.
I know you're not supposed to. You'll get this, Lingy. Then you leave me out of reach. Who's going to ride your wild horses? Who's going to drown in your blue sea? Who's going to ride your wild horses? Who's going to fall at the foot of thee?
It's not Wild Horses Rolling Stones, is it?
No.
Is it Wild Horses Neil Young?
No. I think that's going to be fairly easy.
Save us, Beck. What is
it? Who's going to ride your wild horses?
Wild.
Irish band.
Loggy, you too.
Yes.
Yay!
You're not getting a point for that.
I think this is a game today that everyone just wants to just end because we're terrible and we're doing it no justice, Beck.
It's a 0-0 tiebreaker.
Okay, here we go, tiebreaker.
This one is song and TV show.
Ooh.
It's an Aussie TV show.
Oh, sorry, hang on, I got way too excited.
Aussie TV show, and this is thanks to Will Boddington in the newsroom.
Oh, Botto, here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Hello, world, this is...
Loggy.
Yes. Ah.
Saddle Club.
And?
Saddle Club and Friends? Saddle Club
What's
and
the song.
Oh, hello world. This
yes.
is me. Oh yeah. Oh whoops. Oh whoops. This is me. Life should be.
total number of mistakes you've made in this segment, I should win by default.
Yeah, fair play. Lingy,
and
you can win.
And what's the fourth song?
Well, the fourth song is... Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I finally got a winning sound effect. Not the best one, but we'll take it back. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Lyrical Headlines is back next Thursday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're talking getting a fright in the shower. Mm. It's a time where you just chill out, the water's running on you, you know, your mind might be wandering a little bit, and then something just goes bang, because online... Don't. Oh, Loggy, why every time does your mind go there?
I'm not saying anything.
You start chuckling away.
I'm not. I literally didn't say anything. Tell your story.
Online, Anna Paul, an influencer from the Gold Coast, has filmed. She's in the shower and... Stop it.
You've run to the article. Oh, Daily Mail, yes. Tell me more,
and
Daily
a
Mail.
Huntsman spider is in the shower.
Now, yeah, you're interested in that species. That's what it is.
Yes, that's
spider-related content.
I'm an arachno nerd. I don't know. I couldn't think of the right word. It wasn't just the fact the spider was in there that caused everybody to watch this video. It was the fact that she let it crawl up her leg.
Ah.
Loggy, cut it out. So we're asking... Have you got a fright in the shower?
Yeah, I got a fright in the shower because one time the real estate agent didn't tell me a tradie was coming over to fix the window. I was in the shower. We both saw each other, screamed. Great times had by all. Glenn from Teesdale.
Save me from Loggy, please. Tell me your story about when you've got a fright in the shower.
Yeah, mine's a clean story. Firstly, though, Lingy, I want to say I was rather relieved to hear that the scoreboard worked for Max.
Thank you,
yes,
Glenn.
The amazing scoreboard. I know. It's been a big winner, hasn't it, Lingy?
Yes.
Yeah, I stayed tuned for that one. But, yeah, no, my thing in the shower was another spider one, just as you described, Lingy. I was just in the shower letting the water run down my back, and then I became very aware that some of the water was running up my back, and it was a spider that had dropped down from the fan bench.
Oh, crawling up your back.
Nah, what variety of spider was it?
I didn't hang around long enough to find out. Laurie, I just got out of there, so...
Fully dressed is how I imagine you there, Glenn.
It takes a lot to frighten someone from Teesdale as well.
Oh, yeah, it does. Is that true?
Yeah, we're pretty tough out there. Pretty tough.
Yeah, we are, and fully clothed all of the time. We've got Cass in North Geelong. Good morning, Cass.
How you guys doing?
Good. When have you been scared in the shower? Got a bit of a fright.
Similar to the tradie situation, but probably amped up a little bit. We were camping in the off-season down at Bowen Heads, and it would have been, I don't know, probably start of April.
Yeah.
And it was night time, and I was having a shower down at Bowen Heads in the public bathroom. And I've seen all of a sudden it's gone from pitch black because there's pretty much no lights in there to bright white light. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? I'm thinking probably going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
And I hear a bag of tools rattling. Someone's working with tools, and then all of a sudden I come out of the shower and I'm locked in, and they've boarded up the shower doors because it's now off-season, haven't they?
Oh!
So I was stuck in the bathroom. It would have been maybe 12:30, 1 a.m. in the morning. Tradies come along, boarded up their doors, and yep, see you later.
You're trapped in there till next summer.
I was still in the bathroom. Luckily enough, they had one of the signs up that, you know, says after hours numbers and whatnot. So I was trying to get on to the person, you know, to come back and open the showers, let me out.
Like, the least they could do is just go, anyone in it?
Yeah.
That's the least they could do. The bar is so low.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cameron Link.
Yes,
are you a pasta fan?
Yes, of course I am. Had fettuccine last night for dinner.
Oh, fettuccine al lingo.
No.
What did you have on it?
Dodsie made it. It was delicious.
Mm.
She went to her book club, but she made me a little pasta dish before she left.
Bless Dodsie. Did she use the $200 bottle of wine for this pasta? Remember when that happened?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah,
but why do you ask?
Okay, well, ChatGPT have come up with a controversial list of the best pasta for holding sauces.
Okay, right? So that's using artificial intelligence.
AI, that's right. And some of the results, rather, are a bit controversial, they're saying. What do you think the best pasta for holding sauce is?
Holding pasta sauce? Probably the penne?
Penne's in there.
Yeah.
Penne's,
or the tubular. Yeah, anything tubular.
Anything tubular. Totally going back tubular. To our surfing days there. Penne, rigatoni on the list. So I'd say rigatoni is like fat penne.
Yeah.
Right? But the number one one is one that I've never heard of before. It's cascatelli, which is like fettuccine with rough edges. It's quite new. It's more American or whatever, right? And then I got to thinking about my favorite pasta. So I read this article and I was like, oh, wow. And then my brain went, let's just think about our favorite foods.
Yeah. What is your preferred pasta?
So I'm a massive penne lover.
Okay.
Give me penne, penne, penne. White sauce, red sauce, green sauce, penne.
Doesn't matter.
Done.
You love penne.
And you?
Actually, I'd probably prefer fettuccine. I was really happy.
Fettuccine. Okay, yeah. So for those who don't know, fat spaghetti.
Fat spaghetti.
Fat spaghetti,
fat,
right?
Flat spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? I've actually got a problem with a certain pasta shape.
Oh.
And I want it taken off the shelves.
Oh,
because it is taking up valuable space.
What are we
at
talking?
Woolies, Coles, IGA, all good people. It is taking up valuable space. Now, don't get me wrong, San Remo pasta... great people, all good people, once again. Love it. The wagon wheels. Get real.
Why?
The wagon
What's wrong
wheels
with them?
Are a waste of my time, my energy, and space.
They're just like a reconfigured penne sort of thing, just squished into a wheel and a couple of spokes and a... It's like
who,
the same amount of pasta per
who
thing.
Is... Have you ever, ever... gone to someone's house, gone to a restaurant, or opened up the cupboard at Casa Darling and seen wagon wheel pasta in there?
Well, no, I'd agree with that. But you're talking about such a... It's like it would take up like 10 centimetres of shelf space.
No, there's other things that need to flourish in that spot. I'm talking... I'll take the shells. I'll take spirals. I'll take the mini elbows. Yes, that's what they're called. Mini elbows.
Isn't that macaroni?
Yeah, but macaroni's larger. These are the mini elbows.
Oh.
I'll take all of those. Wagon wheels, enough. It's 2023.
What's
your
problem?
We've got to get rid of this.
Why?
It's ridiculous. No one has wagon wheels. I've never known anyone to ever buy the wagon wheels. That bag of San Remo has been on the shelf for 12 years.
I know this wasn't... We haven't planned this in our rundown to be a phone topic. But by the way, just anyone who's listening right now, 5223-2955, if you have wagon wheels and you love them, please give me a call just to stop the rant from Log.
Get ready for radio silence on K-Rock 955.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I thought you were perhaps overreacting a little bit, given it takes up such small shelf space.
Nah.
But we've got a response. Even Dodsy's text through and said, lol, I used to get the pasta wheels for the kids so they would think they were eating car wheel pasta.
Yeah.
But didn't last.
Yeah.
Because it fell apart.
Yeah. Also got a message from Beck on the socials, Beck from Werribee, that said, I brought wagon wheels once for the girls, thinking that this would be fun, shape pasta for the kids. They just fall apart when you cook them. The outside is too thick. The inside spokes are too thin and they collapse. Crap. I don't know. Let's see what Jess from Norlane has to say. Jess, I believe you're in the car with your son as well.
Yes, I was, but he's actually recently left the car.
Oh, bless. Okay. Is he just, he's really angry about the wagon wheels too? Is that why he had to go?
No, he actually loves the wagon wheel.
Oh!
Yes, Jess!
Yes. So he eats them weekly.
Oh, get out!
And yes, and they're actually much easier for kids to eat instead of fettuccine.
Because they're so... just terrible. Is that...
No, that is not the reason. Is it because you cook them well, Jess?
Always.
Yeah.
Mm.
And in fact, mince and the spaghetti sauce actually gets caught in the wagon wheels much better than a lot of pastas, so the kids get more flavour.
Oh, God, this is controversial and I will not have it, Jess. Sorry.
You need to try it.
You said there was going to be radio silence and Jess is called and Jess talks on behalf of a lot of people.
A big community of one. Good on you, Jess. Love your work.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're about to speak to Australian music royalty, mate. I have the tingles, the shingles. Well, not the shingles.
No, hopefully not the shingles.
Hopefully not
Log.
The shingles, but I'm very excited. It is Murray Cook, also known as the OG Red Wiggle, in the house. Hello, Murray.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. All the better for talking with you. I know I'm going to just... can I get just all the embarrassing stuff off
yeah,
the top?
Yeah, you can tell that we're...
Thank you, Murray, for basically babysitting my kids and taking all the responsibility for having brought them up all those years. I do appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm happy to have helped.
Murray, you are involved with something that we never asked for. We never knew we wanted it, but God damn, we're glad it's out there. It's a thirst trap of you, I noticed on Insta. You're sitting on the edge of your bathroom there. You've got the legs out. Oh boy, don't give that away for free. But it's for something called Thirst Trap. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Yes, yeah, well, the people from Thirst Trap approached me. So they make a water. They've put out water, but instead of in plastic bottles, it's in cans. So it's keeping down the amount of plastic that's in the environment, which is a really great thing. So I was really happy to get involved. And this campaign, they're asking people to put up their own Thirst Trap photos or videos and tag them. And I'll donate $1 to Ocean Crusaders, which is an organisation that cleans up the waterways. So it's a really good sort of fun way to help the environment. And I jumped at the chance, even though it's something I've never done in the past, and it's probably a little outside my comfort zone.
You do it so well, Murray.
You do it so well, Murray.
You're fine. Not bad for an old bloke.
I'd never heard of the term thirst trap until probably a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I hadn't either.
I did note here, as you mentioned, so $1 for every thirst trap that gets posted, $1 gets donated to a really important cause. But it is specified here, Loggie, that it's got to be a PG thirst trap. So those ones that you were going to post online, you've got to leave them off.
Yeah, right? Murray, I had got your skivvy, but I'd cut out a couple of holes. I'm not going to post that one. I'm talking the armpits, guys, yeah. The armpits.
Of course, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, obviously. Hey, it is very cool at the moment as well, not only the Thirst Trap stuff, but also the Wiggles documentary, Hot Potato, Story of the Wiggles. It's out on Prime now. This is absolutely huge. Has it been unreal to go back through the archives?
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, it was kind of pretty hands-off for us. It was a New Zealand company, a production company, put it together. They approached us and you know, we were interviewed and gave them access to a lot of archive material. But they've put it all together, and it was pretty mind-blowing, actually, because, you know, just looking back over the last 30 years and how we've changed and how we haven't changed and all those things. And just the amazing journey that we had to this point. So yeah, no, it was really emotional as well, and that's a lot of the feedback I'm getting back from fans and other people, that they've found it quite emotional.
Amazing journey from the original band The Cockroaches all the way through to that superstardom. The one who, as you said, never changed, never seemed to grow up, was Anthony. We have absolutely no idea how he kept performing way behind you guys. What's his secret?
Look, he just loves it. Yeah, it's He's so driven. He's a bit of a workaholic, and he just loves it. We all loved it, but I think the touring got a bit too grueling for some of us. But he just powers on. So, yeah, maybe first trap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love the fact how we found out about the skivvies in the doco and how they all came about and how you just randomly chose some colours at a department store. You happy with your choice? I mean, red is great. Yeah, I'm happy with it, but were you happy with it?
Yeah, I was. I already had red. The only thing is that I used to wear red a lot just in normal, regular life, but I tend not to so much now. But no one wants to wear their work clothes on the weekend. But,
True that. Now, the other thing is, with this, it's so great to see a Wiggles documentary. I'm more looking forward to the potential of a Wiggles, like, Hollywood movie, or maybe one made in Australian cinema here. Who do you think, Lingy, would play Murray?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm picturing Murray maybe like a Benedict Cumberbatch, an Eddie Redmayne type.
Yeah. Like, see, I was thinking like Diane Keaton or Meryl Streep. What about you, Murray?
I'd go with the Cumberbatch. I think that's a good one. He's pretty tall. I'm 6'4". I don't know about Meryl Streep. She's got a lot of range, but I'm not sure she can do 6'4" Australian guy.
Mate, she could. Do the Murray, Meryl. Sure, that's going to be the new hashtag. Murray. Yeah.
I just want to mention, I'm also probably going to be down in Geelong in January with my other band, my current band, The Soul Movers.
Amazing.
We're talking to some people down there, so we'd love to see you towards the end of January, probably around the 25th. We're in Melbourne on the 24th. So we have a new album out called Dumb Luck, and we'll be playing it for the people of Geelong. We'd love to get down there. So, keep an ear out for that, everyone. We might talk to you again if that's possible.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, love. So that's Soul Movers, 25th of January. Do you know the venue yet, or would you just get everyone to jump online?
We're talking to the people at the Medusa Bar.
Nice.
So it's a little one. So it's a little venue, but nice and intimate. So check that out.
Murray, will you come in and maybe give us a live performance? We'd love to have you in.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, write it down. It's happening. Of course, Lingy will still be on his holidays then. He won't be. He takes about 3 months off.
I'm coming in for that one, Lyle.
Murray, you're a man of many talents, including the sexy thirst trap photos. We'll pop that up online as well. But this is a great little initiative. You can check out Ocean Crusaders. They're the non-profit that cleans local waterways, and they've put this one together as well. It's been an absolute pleasure and an honour to chat to you today, Murray.
Thanks, guys.
A man of many of our dreams, so thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.